It should have been a delightful time being aroused by a beautiful English accent. Instead, it was the harrowing tale of a pathetic cuckoo who endures misery like none I've had the pleasure of meeting before. By day, he, we shall call Pathetico, is a capable IT consultant in Mr. England. By night, he is servant, cuckold, slave, to a wife so ruthless she belongs on the roster at Mistress of Mean. Through his sobs and my laughter, Pathetico told me where his story began. Married just 3 years, he came home early from work to find his spoiled, stay-at-home wife in bed with another man. Her lover bolted, and when she threatened to join him, Pathetico begged her to stay. Her conditions? He must accept the affair. She started flexing her muscles immediately when she instructed him to drop to his knees, beg her to stay, dial up her lover, and have him come back over. She continues to exert her power over this poor weakling. He, being of Pakistani descent, is subject to a barrage of racial slurs from her and her lover. She forces him to prepare and serve her and her lover drinks and three-course meals. He often plays coffee table, hand washes her lover's car and underwear, is forced, much to his disdain, to watch their lovemaking, and even plays clean-up bitch afterwards. Punishment when Pathetico breaks down and cries. Slapping, spankings, and being forced to hold stress positions. Pathetico once found his small balls and decided he might leave. This cuckold just used those balls against him. During a little late-night fun, she bound him spread-eagle and held a lighter under his balls until he signed a postmarital prenup giving her everything if he should leave. He also feels bound by her assurances that she would release compromising photos and videos of him in her underwear, sucking a dildo and guzzling her lover's cum. An unbearable thought for our Pathetico. So, he is stuck, out of luck, and fucked. And what brings him to me? His wife wants him to be an even better servant and has chosen me to train him as such. My pleasure.